Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 7, 15 to 22. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 15 to 22. This change has been made very clear since a different priest who is like Melchizedek has appeared. Jesus became a priest not by meeting the physical requirement of belonging to the tribe of Levi, but by the power of a life that cannot be destroyed. And the psalmist pointed this out when he prophesied, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Yes, the old requirement about the priesthood was set aside because it was weak and useless. For the law never made anything perfect. But now we have confidence in a better hope through which we draw near to God. This new system was established with a solemn oath. Aaron's descendants became priests without such an oath, but there was an oath regarding Jesus. For God said to him, "The Lord has taken an oath and will not break his vow. You are a priest forever." Because of this oath, Jesus is the one who guarantees this better covenant with God. My theme for reflection is a new hope in an unchanging priesthood. A new hope in an unchanging priesthood. Hebrews 7:15 to 22 contrasts the priesthood of Jesus with the Levitical priesthood. The passage emphasizes that Jesus' priesthood, like that of Melchizedek, is not based on ancestral lineage or the law of Moses, but on the power of an indestructible life. This new priesthood brings a better hope and covenant, allowing us to draw nearer to God. Unlike the Levitical priests who needed to take oaths and were replaced upon death, Jesus' priesthood is eternal, signified by God's unbreakable oath. This passage encourages us to put our trust in Jesus Christ, the perfect priest who mediates a better covenant with God. Let me bring this home with a short story, which I have entitled The Bridge Builder. In a small isolated village that was separated from the bustling city by a vast river, the villagers longed for a bridge. Generations had relied on fragile boats to cross, a practice fraught with danger and uncertainty. One day, a skilled builder arrived, promising to construct a bridge that would surpass any before it. This builder, unlike those who had come before, had a unique approach that did not rely on the traditional materials and methods which often failed. As the bridge began to take shape, people's fears turned into hope. The builder explained that this bridge was based on principles that ensured it would never need replacement. It was a bridge that would stand the test of time, offering safe passage to all who crossed. Upon completion, the villagers gathered to witness the builder's final act. Instead of a grand ceremony, the builder simply crossed the bridge and back, demonstrating its strength and reliability. "This bridge," the builder declared, "is built on a foundation that will never be destroyed. It is a path for all, now and forever. That bridge is Jesus Christ, my Lord." There are two questions for reflection. How does the story of the bridge builder mirror the eternal priesthood of Jesus described in Hebrews 7, 15 to 22? Number two, in what ways does this passage challenge or affirm your understanding of how we can draw near to God? Lord, our eternal priest, we thank you for the unbreakable bridge you have built between us and the Father through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to walk confidently on this path of a better covenant, drawing nearer to you each day. May the hope of your eternal priesthood inspire us to trust in your perfect mediation and to seek your presence with assurance. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.